Anson, 25 miles north of Abilene, boasts two historic restorations, an opera house and the Jones County Courthouse, both built in the early 1900s. But the town's 2,500 residents are just as proud of another piece of local history, a large mural inside the post office. It portrays cowboys in jeans dancing across the canvas with women in flowing dresses. This colorful painting, which is 12 feet wide and 7 feet high, was completed in 1941. It depicts the Cowboy Christmas Ball, an annual event that continues to this day. Initially, the painting caused a stir. To liven up the scene, artist Jenny McGoffin added a small brown liquor jug beside a cowboy playing the guitar. Now, Anson has always been a dry town. Some residents complained that the jug insulted local morality. Actually, this mural and others were created to boost morale during the Great Depression. From 1934 to 1943, the federal government hired artists to decorate post office walls nationwide under a jobs program created by President Franklin D. Roosevelt. The murals were meant to inspire pride in the past and hope for the future by bringing art to far-flung communities. Texas artists created nearly 100 murals for more than 60 post offices. Most still exist, including oil paintings attached to walls, frescoes painted directly on plaster, and low-relief sculptures in wood or stone. Subjects include history and industry, such as conquistadors in Amarillo, oil field hands in Kilgore, Texas Rangers in Hamilton, and lumber mill workers in Trinity. Today, the Anson mural and others help bring visitors to small communities. Anson Mayor Tom Isbell.
We're very fortunate because little towns the size of ours are very dependent upon featuring every little attraction that we have that has a historical value.